This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, April 22nd. I'm Patricia Naft. In February 2013, Jen and Randy Charette of Ridgeway lost their two-year-old boy, Axel Micah Charette, to a senseless murder while they were traveling in Mexico. KBNF's J.T. Thomas sat down to talk with the Charette family about the Axel Project, an effort to celebrate the spirit of Axel's brief but adventuresome life and to share their deep love for biking with people everywhere.
The death of young Axel Charette is a tragedy of the worst kind, but his spirit is ever present in the Charette home. Axel's father, Randy, tells us a bit about who Axel was.
Axel was our two-year-old son. He basically came into a life of adventure with us, and you know, he was a great little guy and always up for an adventure, and you know, definitely probably a lot of nurturing, steering him towards bikes. Got him on his little Strider bike as soon as he could walk, and he had a big brother to mentor him through the process. That was a big part of our life, just going around to different places and taking our bikes and discovering new places, and he had a blast doing that with us.
No parent ever wants to receive the news that the Charette family did. Axel's mother, Jen, a woman of obvious strength, shared the unspeakable events that led to the loss of her young son.
We actually had rented a little house down in Sayulita, Mexico, and we drove down there. We were down there for 2 months, and we had gotten a babysitter. She was the 19-year-old daughter of the housekeeper that we had there. So she had been watching Called in Axel maybe once or twice a week for about 2 months. And usually we took that time to just around lunchtime, we'd go out surfing for a few hours on our own while she watched the boys. So on that day, from what we know, she had let an ex-boyfriend into our property, and supposedly he was on drugs and high, and she was scared and ran and locked herself into the bathroom, at which time he had assaulted Axel and threw him in the pool, and she didn't get to him in time. So we had found out about it while we were surfing. Luckily, Calden knew where we were surfing and brought some neighbors to us and let us know that something was wrong, and we made our way to the hospital. But by the time we got there, he had already passed.
There is no doubt that the death of young Axel Charette is a tragedy of the worst kind, but it is not without the most inspired of outcomes. Axel's big brother, Calden, and his father, Randy, explain what the Axel Project is all about.
Yeah, we just give away bikes to kids in need, and then everyone that someone buys goes to a kid in need.
The Axel Project we created basically, again, just to get kids on bikes and get them started early on a path to a happy lifestyle, and to bring them confidence. You know, when a kid starts on one of these little bikes that has no pedals and no training wheels, and they can point it downhill and lift their legs up and glide, their face just lights up. You know, they love it, and their parents are so proud of them.
The Axel Project has established a partnership with Strider Bike Company. Randy Charette explains.
One of the first big events they got us into to sort of co-run it with them was the USA Pro Tour, which is, you know, a seven-day stage race with the biggest professional bike riders in the world showing up in Colorado. So it's an amazing stage for us to showcase the Axel Project and get our mission out there. And you know, we do everything from the USA Pro Tour to a little Rams bike swap here in Ridgeway and everything in between. And, you know, every opportunity we have to get out there for an event and showcase the Axel Project and teach kids about balance bikes, you know, we definitely try to take advantage of it.
Artist Kelly Day is a dear friend and neighbor of the Charette family. She is now collaborating with them on Zoom, an illustrated book that celebrates Axel's love of biking and exploration. Proceeds from Zoom will go into the Axel Project.
Well, if there's one thing I've learned through my fine art, because I do graphic design as well, is that good art is something that conveys a feeling. So we sat down and went over what we want each scene to look like in the mountains and the desert. and all the different places where Axel and Calden love to ride. But what really is going to make this great is if I can convey the energy of just how great it feels to be a kid on a bike zooming around. So that's my goal.
The man implicated in Axel's murder is currently imprisoned in Mexico but has yet to be sentenced. The young babysitter is also facing a sentence. In the meantime, the Charettes are in perpetual and positive motion while eagerly awaiting the birth of a new baby boy in May. You can read more about the Axel Project and learn about their upcoming events at www.axelproject.com. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that the BLM's Grand Junction Field Office is considering 11 wildlife emphasis areas where the agency seeks to put a priority on habitat protection across 17,500 total acres in the ongoing revision of its resource management plan. The goal is to protect animals, including sage grouse, cutthroat trout, pronghorn, mule deer, elk, bighorn sheep, prairie dogs, and kit fox. No such areas exist under the current management plan, BLM spokesman David Boyd told the Sentinel. Acreage there that's heavily relied upon by deer, elk, and greater sage grouse is largely leased for oil and gas development, and so the agency has proposed waiving seasonal limits on drilling if energy companies keep their total surface impacts within certain percentage thresholds. Some of the areas targeted by the BLM and conservation groups for protection around Grand Junction have seen minimal energy development, but David Ludlam, executive director of West Slope Colorado Oil and Gas Association, told the Sentinel that could change as efforts to produce oil and gas from shale formations continue and advances in technology and efficiency improve. The Telluride Daily Planet reports that Telluride's Regional Airport Authority has decided to handle the issue of marijuana at the airport with an advisement to passengers. The board voted at its March meeting to install signs at the airport that inform people boarding flights that they risk prosecution if they enter federal airspace with marijuana. According to the Airport Authority Board Chairman, John Dwight, the board is attempting to walk a fine line between conflicting federal and state laws. The new sign will read, quote, "While possession slash use of marijuana is legal in Colorado, it is illegal in federal airspace under the Controlled Substance Act. If you are departing the airport by air, you will be entering federal airspace." Dwight said that many people don't understand that flying with pot within Colorado's borders is still against the law. The board also said the airport needs to update its employee manual to address the new Colorado laws and how they apply to airport staff. The updates will be completed with an attorney's review, but in general, Dwight said the authority is not interested if people are on the premises are in possession of marijuana. However, if people are under the influence of marijuana at the airport, they will be treated as if they are drunk. According to the Associated Press, the Colorado Springs Airport has implemented amnesty boxes, which allow passengers to drop off marijuana before they go through security should an unfortunate flyer get busted trying to sneak a stash past the TSA and onto a flight. That person could face a $2,500 fine and time at the local county jail. Tune in today for Local Motion at 6 p.m. when host Allie Lightfoot marks Earth Day, with a special about plastic pollution featuring interviews with local and international activists. Up next, the Tuesday Morning Music Mix with Ashley. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.